Before every game, get your Padres talk on with us. This is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here on what is a beautiful Sunday afternoon at Petco Park. We are here inside the AMR studio. I've been with Bill Center, but now we're joined by a very, very special guest on this, our military opening day, the first military Sunday here at Petco Park. It's retired Army Captain Flo Groberg, a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, throwing out today's first pitch. I mean, we're honored, to say the absolute least. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
I'm almost speechless. I mean, to me, this is probably the most, on this couch, the best guest we've ever had. And to see the Medal of Honor around his neck, the service, knowing what you have to do. There's only been 73 since Vietnam. This is one of the most honored guests we've ever had.
Yeah, fewer than 3,500 men and women have ever had that medal, only 76 living currently.
Right.
It's, I mean, as high of an honor as our country can bestow, literally, on anyone who's been in combat. Captain, tell us, I would do disservice to relay your story. Explain to us what it was that earned you that medal.
So on August 8, 2012, I was part of an Army unit at a Fort Carson, 484th Brigade. And I ran a specialized security team, six men to include myself, and we protected the brigade commander, which was at the time Colonel Mingus, now Brigadier General Mingus, and the Command Sergeant Major Griffin. We were going to a security meeting in the Kunar province, eastern Afghanistan, when our patrol was targeted by two suicide bombers. They came at us with two motorcycles to create a diversion, and once the guys got off their motorcycles, they started running away. We were fixated, towards them. A guy came out of a structure to our left. He was walking backwards, and he did a turn and cut into my patrol. At that specific moment, I saw him. I left my position. Sergeant Mahoney followed me. I yelled at him. I hit him with my rifle across the chest. When I hit him across the chest, I noticed that I felt that he had something in his chest, so I let go of my rifle, and I grabbed him. He had a suicide vest on. So I grabbed him by it, and the only thing I could think of was you got to get him away from everyone. And so I threw him as far as I could. Mahoney finished him off. He landed on my feet, detonated, and killed four incredible Americans, Command Sergeant Major Griffin, Major Gray, Major Kennedy, and Reggie Abdel-Fatah.
And there was a second suicide bomber that you didn't see that also, but he didn't come out. I mean, he didn't get to you.
No, so the second bomber was still in the building. He detonated after the first one detonated. So we were lucky that he didn't actually come outside.
So you probably, any estimates how many lives you did save?
Well, unfortunately, lost four.
Lost four.
But we were 28 total.
28 total.
So we had 24 came home, but that's four too many.
Four too many, right? How long did you serve?
7 years, just over 7 years.
So. We haven't talked about this, but you must have been injured in that incident too.
Yeah, I was injured. I lost 50% of my calf, spent a couple of years in the hospital, multiple surgeries, but honestly, it's nothing. My injuries have not affected my life the way, it has affected others. And I'm just lucky to be here. But, I'll tell you one thing, my time spent at Walter Reed, it's kept me humble. It made me understand the many incredible individuals who serve our country and what they go through.
I couldn't imagine. And I think for a lot of civilians, we couldn't picture how we would react in a situation like you were in. Do you remember at all what's going through your mind in that type of moment? Is it just instinct taking over, or what's your thought process there?
A soldier, just like all the service members here, we have a job, and our job was simple. That day was to specifically protect the boss. If that meant that we lost our lives and they lived, then it was a good day at work. So when he came, he's a threat, so you just react. Instincts, training, the love, the brotherhood that you have for the guys and gals that you serve with just takes over. So you just react to a situation the best way that you can. In our case, in the military, we go towards danger. And so it was an easy decision. I just wish that I could have done a little bit more to bring back our guys, it is what it is.
Captain, how quick was it that you realized the motorcycles were a diversion and something else was going on?
So it's just standard protocol when you see that happening. It's just out of the blue. the way they came at us, we figured it was probably going to be your spidey senses going to kick up and you're thinking right. This is not good. But the entire incident took about 30 seconds. But really, specifically, from the moment that I saw the men to our left and I hit him and he blew up, it was about 8-10 seconds. So it's just really quick.
That's the other thing, too. I think I'm sure in the moment it may seem like this is lasting forever, but you have to react extremely quickly. And that's the kind of, the instincts that you said and the training that just kicks in that separates people like you from a lot of people that really can't do that mentally.
It's the military mindset.
Right.
You know, I am 100%, sure that any of my guys or any man I've served with would have done the exact same thing. I was just in a position where I was the closest to the bomber. So it was my duty at that moment to get there. You know, but Mahoney followed me. He saw me going into it, and he probably said, oh, here we go. LT's about to do something stupid again, so let me follow him. So he did that, but any of my guys in my position would have done the exact same thing. Any man that I've served with would have done the same thing. That's the military mindset.
That clicks when you think, what's going on here? Something. This isn't what I expected, but something else is going on.
Right. I mean, specifically in that case, I'd never been in a situation where I was face-to-face with a suicide bomber. So that was very different. We've had the IEDs, we've had the ambushes, small arms fire, all that good stuff. But this was just, I felt so, to me, it's so personal to see a human being be able to do that and just kill themselves in order to kill you. I was shocking.
Mind-boggling,
absolutely.
No, but the way you acted in that situation and with the medal that we see around your neck, well-deserved and well-earned, you now are here throwing out the first pitch today. What's that feeling like for you, being able to be recognized by, this is going to be, 30, 40,000 people out here today, being able to see you in the spotlight that you've very much earned?
Military opening day, well, I should mention that.
So, I'm nervous. Look, I love baseball. I've been watching baseball for many years, but the last time I was involved with baseball, my coach told me to please don't come back. That's how bad I was. So, I'm actually really hoping I don't embarrass myself on TV in front of all these incredible individuals. But when you talk about, being in front of such a crowd, what an honor, what a blessing. And I just hope that in the end, they don't look at me as different than they are. I'm just a service member, and I have a medal, and now I have a voice and a platform, and I have to make a difference, and I have to represent what it is. And this is all about them. It's all about the people that never come home, not about me. So
Captain,
I'm just honored.
You're nervous here, but yet you just do a heroic deed as a reaction to your service duty. That's, to me, that being nervous here is like a shock.
30, 40,000 people. I've been YouTubing bad first pitches.
No, that's the worst thing you can do.
So what's the worst you've seen?
I'm going to call it out. I mean, I'm sorry, but 50 Cent.
That's the gold standard for bad first pitches.
So. Yeah. That was pretty bad, yeah.
You'll do great. I got a feeling that you're going to be able to do just fine out there. And we
just
wish
fire
you luck.
It.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw it. What's the worst thing that happens?
As hard as you can.
Right, as hard as you can and
just,
get out of there.
Right. All over the net, this worst throw ever. No big deal. Medal of Honor recipient. Just,
Right.
You'll do great. And you did great here. Thank you again, Captain.
We
can't thank you enough for not just stopping by, but also your service and all that you've done and sacrificed.
I'm shaking.
This was awesome.
Me
thank
too.
You very much.
You too. Appreciate it.
Captain Flo Grober, Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, thank you very much for stopping by here on Padres Social Hour.
Great.
Fans, a reminder that this week is also Earth Day here at Petco Park. It's Friday. With the purchase of the Earth Day theme game package, you'll receive a game ticket and a limited edition Padres-themed Pura Vida bracelet. Plus, it includes a donation to 1% for the planet. For more info and tickets, visit Padres.com/themegames. Thank you again, Captain Groberg. This was, amazing. Can't put it into words. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more after this on Padres Social Hour.